caller 5 right now at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Wins a pair of tickets to see comedian Tammy Pescatelli November 30th, 2024 at Rob's Playhouse Theater. Tickets are on sale at playhousetix.com. That's T-I-X. Ticks.
Thank you for the distinction.
I mean, otherwise there's ticks like, you know, your dog gets sometimes.
Right.
Very unfortunate.
Yep.
You don't want that.
No, nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. Well, that's settled. Let's go to Ed on WGR. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great, Ed. Thanks for calling us.
Yeah, you asked about, why does this offense score 30 points? Who's the great guy? Who's making this happen? I don't think it's a guy. I think it goes from tackle to tackle, and the way they bring in the tight ends. If you don't start with a good offensive line, you don't have running backs getting over 4.5 yards per carry. You don't have quarterbacks throwing 300, or at least close to it, per game. You don't have what Josh Allen does. So I think from tackle to tackle, that's why you're scoring 30 points a game.
I think the line is good. How good is the running game again?
Well, we have a couple of running backs that are like 4.5, aren't they?
Cook is 4.3.
Nobody else matters.
Davis is 4. Johnson's higher than that, but Cook is the guy, and he's 4.3 this year. They did not have a great day running it yesterday. What they did effectively was score with it, though. Like that was, you know, they got Cook got 2 rushing touchdowns. Allen is, you know, that's a whole different thing. So I like that they were able to punch it in there, but they had a tough time running the ball, and I think maybe they expected that coming in. That's why I thought they'd load up and go with a little more big stuff with a 6th lineman on the field, but they did not do that, and it, you know, obviously worked out.
Right, that was a big talking point last week, how the Chiefs, like no running back has gotten to even 60 yards against the Chiefs in a game this year. The only player that has is Jackson, who went for 112 or something. So what are you going to do there? And the Bills didn't need to do more than they did. Allen was at 55. Cook was 9 for 20. But like you said it, they scored on those plays. So that's what matters.
Yep. I think the line is excellent. I think the tackles are excellent. You know, Torrance is getting a lot of love for the play. Really, Vandermark, too. The 26-yard run on 4th and 2. Vandermark lets Carl Aftis just go just up and around, like, past. He just sort of, like, guides him past everything. Smart.
Smart Torrance, by Carl Aftis.
What's that?
Smart by Carl Aftis, too. I wouldn't want any part of this quarterback. Get out of there.
Jones, Torrance does a great job, and he pushes Jones exactly where, like, I'm seeing, like, he manhandled him. I don't know about that. Jones comes off the ball and decides to, like, go inside toward the center. And Torrance just goes with him and just sort of pushes him out of the play. That play probably is a completely different animal if Jones has some rush lane discipline there. Because, I mean, we talked a lot. People had one guy call the postgame show last night asking about the Bills looking at times like they weren't attacking Mahomes with their defensive line. They were more, you know, guarded. And I thought, well, that might be they're trying to just be where, you know, keep him inside there. And, you know, it's not as much of a incentive to get there as it is to make sure he doesn't escape and do something. Jones paved the way for Allen to do that. I'd love to know, like, how, you know, what tripped the wire for Allen, but the gaping hole there that Jones created by moving to his right, Allen's left, just gave Allen everything he needed there. So I mean, Torrance did a good job. It's not a criticism of Torrance, just Jones, I think. If I'm doing this show in Kansas City today and I'm looking at a pivotal play in the game, I'm saying, like, that dude, like, didn't do his team any favors by taking the route he took. He left Allen all that green and he took it.
Well, this is a little bit of a cop out maybe, but that's not what you're paying him for, right? And there's also, what do you think the Chiefs' flight home was like? You think it was just silent misery, self introspection? You know, that's redundant, but was it like that, or like, okay,
Yeah.
This is over. We don't have to care about undefeated. We didn't really care about that anyway. We're just trying to get there again. And you don't play to you don't want to lose, but I think there might have been some relief on the Kansas City side. And I think there was relief on the Bills side. This game is over. You're still in the running. You beat them. They've lost these critical games to the Chiefs. That has to, obviously, how do you feel as a fan? Like, that feels super good. And so that was the right outcome for you, too. Everybody wins yesterday, I think. The Chiefs don't have a better chance of the one seed, far from it. But they're still a little bit the favorite to get it. And they don't have to care about things that really are not what they're here for. So, I mean, I don't say that to say that the Chiefs will just breeze to 15, 16 wins. Because they haven't been that good.
No, they haven't breezed really at all this year.
Last year, this year, they are. How many games has Kansas City won in the last 2 years? Listen to this. Don't quote me. But how many games have they won in the last 2 years that were like easy? Not many. A couple. Last year they lost 6 times. And this year they're blocking field goals and getting away with these close games to the point where people have been, even us, asking themselves if it's like, have they broken the formula? Have they broken the game? Like, they know how to win the close. No, they don't. They're good. They should win more than their share, but nobody breaks that game. Nobody knows how to do that. So it's a matter of time before they lose. And good thing that they lost here. Now maybe they'll lose to the Raiders again on Black Friday or something. That happened last year. They lost on Christmas at home to the Raiders.
Right.
They couldn't get a first down in like an hour of real time in that game. You never know.
Right.
That's why this was so big.
Yeah.
You never, an injury, an upset, things are going to happen. You have to just keep going, you know, your best until it really doesn't matter if you get to that point.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that was always there in the window for the Bills. So you could line up the schedules and pick out games that you think could be, you know, your team could be vulnerable in. And the Bills' schedule, I think, looks tougher than what the Chiefs have. But the point that you need to remember is that the Bills have mostly murdered bad teams. And the Chiefs, doesn't really matter who they're playing. It's gonna be a tight game. And if that's the case, one mistake, one big play, one anything, one ref call, one anything can trip you up. So, you know, sure, they should annihilate the Carolina Panthers and the Raiders the next 2 weeks. But I don't know, what are the spreads in those games? And, you know, recognizing that you can win without covering, but like the spreads will be a reflection of what kind of year they've had so far, despite being 9-1.
You want to guess this week, Carolina?
The game is
at Carolina.
At Carolina,
a notoriously hostile environment.
Right, probably so tough. I'm going to guess they're favored by 7.5.
11.
Wow. Okay.
Despite Jonathan Brooks making
it. I wasn't going to be able to go very high there after all that preamble.
I know.
Up to that.
I know.
I was not going to be able to go to double
digits.
What's
11? Like 85% to win? What is that?
Yeah.
Not so one-sided. No NFL game is.
Right.
Look at Jacksonville-Detroit. Everybody thought that game would be a blowout. Paul is next. Hello, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen. I know it looks like a crazy, but the Dolphins 4-6 haven't got much of a schedule left, and they could run the table. A couple of tough games against the Packers and the Texans, but if they get in, I think they're dangerous. And another note, Pittsburgh's only played one game against that division, so that whole picture could change. Thank you.
Well, that could be good or bad for Pittsburgh. I mean, they played Baltimore. That's got to be their toughest division opponent, and they have 5 more, you're right. They're at Cleveland Thursday night, the Steelers. And as we've been saying, we love the standings. I obsess about them. We've been saying for weeks the Steelers are an interestingly pivotal team in the whole calculus. Like, what they play the Chiefs, too, on Christmas Day, Ross Tucker. So Pittsburgh could get, if they beat the Browns twice and the Bengals twice, maybe the Bengals are ready to throw it in.
Yep.
Then that's 12 or 13 wins, and that's the division title. and the two or the three, it could be the Steelers that we end up talking about a lot in the postseason, and I would be fine with that. Bring it on. Let's go.
Yeah.
If one of your playoff games can be against Pittsburgh, how much better can you ask for? Like last year.
Yep. The Dolphins need to do something. I mean, they're on their way to doing it. That they it's like the inverse of what they normally. Last few years, it feels like they get out great and then it's stumble time. And last year, they absolutely puked up a 3-game lead with 5 to go. They've won 2 in a row now since Tua has come back. They've got the Patriots this week, but then, like the caller says, it's at the Packers, home for the Jets, at the Texans, home for the Niners. Then it's Cleveland and the Jets again. So they're, you know, them running the table sounds nuts to me. I do think that they would be dangerous. I always respect. I mean, they had the Bills needed a 61-yard field goal to beat them here. And they had a great day here. So like I don't fear them more than say a Baltimore. I might look at them in Houston pretty equally, though, as opponents. Like, if you had to play them again, I think I'd feel about the same as I would play in Houston.
I like that.
Dangerous weapons, good quarterback. You know, are they ready to do it and show that they can punch with a real heavyweight? I'll believe it when I see it. But could they sting you? Sure. That's how I feel about both of those teams. One, you know, they have the opposite records, don't they? I mean, maybe exactly. What is Miami? Miami is 4-6, and Houston is 6-4 going into tonight.
Right. The one thing I would politely tell any Bills fan that has a lot of anxiety is to not worry about the Miami Dolphins. I think that would be one thing I would tell my friend, my best friend, who is very worrisome. He worries about a lot of things. Like, look, you've watched these teams play the last 13 or 14 times. The Bills have lost one. And that was a game where they outgained Miami by like almost literally 300 yards. I wouldn't worry about it. You never know what's going to happen. I'm not telling you that you do, but I wouldn't worry about the Dolphins. I might worry about other teams. If on a worry scale, the Chargers are live. The Bengals can be dangerous. Denver might be just sort of a wild card.
That was
weird
an
team.
Eye full of the Chargers last night, and now like a brain full of the Chargers now after watching them really more closely than I have all year long, and that looks like a real tomato ketchup team. It looks serious.
They go away though.
Their D is playing well. Herbert looks reborn almost. They were impressive last night.
They just have these lapses, though.
Well, right. Like
they took an hour off in the middle of that game.
They almost blew that game last night. That's right.
Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Football Monday on WGR continues. Eric Wood at the top of the hour. Sean McDermott about an hour from now. This is Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.